will be joining us as well to give us a preview of President Trump's speech at the UN. It's 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is sponsored by longroofing.com. The two top candidates who want to be Virginia's next governor are holding their second debate tonight in Tyson's Corner. Republican Ed Gillespie and Democrat Ralph Northam face off this evening, with Northam currently holding a slight edge in campaign fundraising. President Trump will address the United Nations General Assembly about 3 hours from now. You can listen to that speech live right here at WMAL.com. President spoke with China's president ahead of today's speech.
We discussed some of the obvious things, and we discussed trade, and we also discussed a place called North Korea. It was a long call. It was a very good call. We have a very, very fine relationship, and let's see what happens. I think we're making great progress.
An official ruling by Prince William County's top prosecutor is expected later this morning on the shooting of a 15-year-old boy by police in front of his townhouse. Earlier, Commonwealth's attorney Paul Ebert said the shooting appears to be justified. Police have been told the teen had a bomb strapped to his chest and was holding a family member hostage. Virginia students may soon be evaluated not just on grades, but on academic growth.
The plan lays out how Virginia will comply with the federal Every Student Succeeds Act, which gives states more control over schools and education policy. State Department of Education officials say a big change is that Virginia's plan uses a metric that includes not just test pass rates, but also gives credits to students who showed growth. The U.S. Department of Education will now review Virginia's plan, which is expected to be implemented in the 2018-2019 school year. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump announcing emergency declarations in the U.S. Virgin Islands and for Puerto Rico, where Hurricane Maria's headed, even as its shelters are still full of Irma evacuees.
Many of them right now at the Puerto Rico Convention Center, which we visited as well. And we actually talked to one man, 22-year-old guy from the British Virgin Islands. And he was telling us that he felt that he had been welcomed here, that there was a lot of help. But he was concerned because he still had family in Virgin Gorda, where he's from. And he was actually concerned that perhaps they didn't even know that Maria was on the way, given that the communication lines are still not so great over there.
Correspondent Layla Santiago. Regardless of how the Redskins do on the field this year, they are still doing pretty well financially.
Forbes ranks the Skins as the fourth most valuable NFL franchise, while broadcast revenues are shared around the league.
The distinction is local revenue,
says Mark Gannis at Sports Corp Limited. That's the money the team gets from things like suites, advertising, and naming rights.
That's why the Redskins are already looking at a new stadium.
Just look to the most valuable franchise, Dallas.
Since Jerry Jones built what's euphemistically called Jerry's World, the value of the Cowboys has skyrocketed to the point where it is now, according to Forbes, well higher than the Patriots at number two.
The Skins also enjoy a location premium. He says D.C. remains a valuable place to have a team. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 22,345, the NASDAQ at 64,54. In sports, Washington Capitals fall in their first preseason game. Nats take on the Braves in Atlanta tonight, and the O's lose. WMAL News Time, 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You can grab $1,000 four times a day. Easy. It's 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here.
Yay!
4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Let us take care of the most important person on your holiday shopping list, you. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. Earn gift bucks when you play with your M Life Rewards card. Then then redeem them for that luxury watch you've always wanted, the hottest tech toys, and more. Now through November 7th, this is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
It's 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, through Woodbridge, the crash on northbound 95 as you come up to Route 1. Looks like just two left lanes getting by the incident. So again, northbound 95 Woodbridge slowing up to the crash on 66. We're bunched up in Manassas, which is no surprise, getting up through Centerville. It's the heavy volume that we see every morning. However, we did have a fender bender near Business 234 that was put out of the travel lanes to the shoulder. Now, let's get you out of Annapolis, Bowie area. It's going to be slow right now, each direction on 50 at Church Road. I'm looking at the crash happened in the outbound direction going eastbound, and a lot going on. Looks like it's just the two center lanes they're allowing to get by, so it's a little confusing. Watch for police there. And if you're coming in on 50 at Church Road, fire police and rescue block the left lane. So again, 50 commuters each way slow around the Beltway. Oh boy, leaving Branch Avenue over toward Allentown Road and Route 4, solid lineup. It's still just the two left lanes getting by the multi-car crash cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Jose staying well off the mid-Atlantic coast, moving northward today. Clouds this morning. They'll break up and give way to sunshine this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer, low 80s. 67 tonight, sunny in upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 68 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. 7:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:35 this morning, Dirk Hare is a chairman for the Maryland Republican Party. Going to talk about all these Democrats trying to run against Larry Hogan. Jim Garrity joins us at 8:15 this morning from National Review to break down what's going on in the Commonwealth. As tonight, there's that gubernatorial debate between Ralph Northam and Ed Gillespie. Get a preview of that. And then Larry Kudlow joins us at 8:35. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Good morning. And joining us right now is James Carafano. He's the Vice President for National Security and Foreign Policy for the Heritage Foundation. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good to be with you.
President Trump has a big speech today in front of the UN. So far, the reviews have been pretty good. I think a lot of people were expecting Hurricane Trump. They didn't get Hurricane Trump. He is expected to defend his America First stance today at the UN. How is that going to go over at the UN?
Well, first of all, I'm having a heart attack because you're not asking me about North Korea, but I'm going to be okay. So, look, I think this is the first step in a very important strategic leadership role that the U.S. has to play in the world. There are people that think that, you know, stuff, if we just turn everything over to the U.N. and everything will be fine. And that's not true. But there are people that are committed to that. And on the other end, there are people like China who are really ignoring all this, let's just establish norms and stuff. And they literally are carving out their own part of the planet. So there has to be a third way. There has to be somebody who is saying, look, the stuff we put together in 1945 just isn't dealing with countries like China. And there has to be an alternative vision. The Chinese say it's my way or the highway. And there's only one country in the world that can do that, and it's the United States. So this is the first step of what really has to be many, many steps of the United States kind of reasserting its leadership role in the world.
So, Jim, what's he going to say about North Korea?
Well, I think he's going to continue to say the line the administration has been on is we just can't sustain this over time. Look, I don't actually think we're on a path to war. I think there's a point to which the North Koreans won't go, and if they're not going to go point that, we're not going to attack them. But this is dangerous. It's escalatory, and it is a danger to essentially everybody else in the world, not just being a target, but also the potentially proliferation challenges posed by North Korea. And people do need to stand up to this. And so I think it's right that he uses that stage at the UN to make that case. And honestly, on that issue, I don't think he's going to get a lot of pushback.
Okay, so outside of North Korea, what other countries do you believe the president will give attention to during this speech today?
Well, you, me, and everybody else wants to know. So obviously the big question is Iran.
Yes.
This administration believes that Iran is an adversarial state. They believe that the Iran deal has not made them an easier country to work with, and it hasn't really taken their potentially having a nuclear breakout off the table. The question is what is the U.S. strategy to do that? Will the president preview some of that today? That's something we'll all be looking for.
Okay, and what about Venezuela? I mean, yesterday he spoke a little bit with Latin American leaders about this. There's a chance Venezuela and Maduro come up as well.
I think so. I mean, the United States has been very clear on this. Isolating this regime is really important, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's on the table. The other wild card, not sure it's going to come out there, but potentially mentioning is Cuba. The United States is really, really angry about what has happened to diplomats in Cuba, and there is a serious discussion going on about shutting down the embassy in Cuba, which also means shutting down the embassy here, which really is basically kind of killing the whole Cuba engagement thing in its tracks. Don't know if that's going to come up, but that's another thing that we're potentially watching for.
Much has been made of this idea that, as Mary said at the outset, that this will be an America First speech, but done sort of by proxy, that the idea would be like, look, nations have an obligation to ensure their own sovereignty. I feel like that message will go well over, at least in Europe, where they're seeing things like refugee crises sort of ravage their continent.
Well, that's a really good question. It depends on which Europe you talk to. I mean, there are still people that are kind of committed to this European project and really see sovereignty as a speed bump in the road to that. There are other people who think that the idea of the EU has gone too far. It's undermined state independence and sovereignty. And so he will get cheers and jeers on that from Europeans. He'll get a better reaction on that from some other parts of the world. But it's an important statement to make. And it's not, America First is not America alone. And the administration has been very clear on that we're going to work with friends and allies because we have an interest to do so. But this is the fundamental difference between people that just love the UN and other things. They think, well, if we just have the UN and we have the IMF and the World Bank and everything, it doesn't matter what happens in state capitals. And I think the president's philosophy is the reverse argument. It says, look, a healthy state is the foundation upon which you build cooperative international cooperation, not the other way around. And that's fundamentally different than what a lot of people know. So that idea is going to play well with some people, and it's not going to play well with others. And that includes people in the United States.
So we know what's going to be happening in front of the cameras. What's going on behind the scenes? What do you think President Trump is trying to accomplish behind the scenes?
Well, so he's actually, I think he's good at this, and B, actually really, really enjoys that. So there's a number of key bilaterals that are probably going to happen. Certainly South Korea and Japan, as we jointly coordinate our discussions on that. So that's really, really key. Potentially meeting with Middle East countries. There's actually a briefing from the White House this morning on the Middle East strategy. So there's going to be some discussions about Middle East. I'm sure Iran's going to come up. I'm also sure the Middle East peace process is going to come up. So those are two things front and center. The European thing will be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if and what bilaterals he does in Europe. I think his administration's basically done a good job of reassuring the Europeans that, we're not turning over the world to Russia and we're not leaving NATO, but there's a lot of questions about where do we go from here, and there's a big debate on that. So it'll be interesting to see if the president engages some of that. Some of the countries like Poland and Hungary have kind of been pushed to the sidelines in Europe, and so it'll be interesting to see if they're outreach to them or if he's going to talk to the traditional France and Germany or whatever. So that's something else we'll be watching really closely.
And meanwhile, later this week, I think he's meeting with the leaders of Japan and South Korea, I believe, is it Thursday? And where, obviously, go back to that topic, North Korea right. Will be front and center with that in that conversation.
Yeah, and the president's also has an upcoming trip to Asia for the ASEAN summit, and he'll be doing other stops there. And China, you know, figures in all of this. That's a big deal, but not just in North Korea. Increasingly, there's a lot of concern. We hear about North Korea. We hear about the, you know, the South China Sea. But there's a lot of concern about China's growing influence in South Asia and across into the Middle East. And so there's a lot more conversations on that as well.
That's right. He's hosting a lunch with the leaders of South Korea and Japan on Thursday. Those topics will come up. James Carafano from the Heritage Foundation, thanks for taking some time this morning to get us caught up on what we expect for the UN today.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. 7:15 now on WMAL.
It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes first on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're struggling a little bit here on 50 John Hanson Highway. Commuters, if you're near the freeway airport area, each direction jam. Now, the crash happened going outbound in the eastbound side of 50, and just the center of the road gets by. And if you're coming in west on 50, heading toward freeway airport, it's the left lane block. But also, you can see all this activity, all the response on the opposite side, so it's really causing hefty delays. Again, 50 each direction near Freeway Airport. We're still dealing with the crash on the Beltway near Allentown Road, and that's due to having four cars involved and needing four cars towed. Outer loop before you get to Route 4, solid lineup before you even get to Branch Avenue. Makes Branch Avenue and Allentown Road pick up a lot of the extra delays. In Woodbridge, the crash, keep alert please, Interstate 95, now the fire truck there too. Two left lanes get by, northbound 95 as you come up to Route 1, Woodbridge. Now from Garage Door Repair, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we'll start out with mostly cloudy skies, some patchy fog. Sunshine will mix in through the afternoon with a high around 80. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 68. And then tomorrow, lots of clouds and the chance of a rain shower. High around 80. Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 7:16 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, some changes coming to the Fox News channel. You might be interested to find out. So every so often, it seems like every other month now, there's a big Fox primetime change. And you know, you want to know who's been subject to this moment almost more than anybody? Tucker Carlson. So let's let Tucker take it away and explain to you what is coming to the Fox News primetime lineup.
A new lineup on Fox was announced today. Starting next week, the 5 heads back home to 5 p.m. Brett and Martha stay at 6 and 7. We'll be here at 8, of course. Hannity moves to 9 right after us. We're excited about that. And we're excited about the primetime debut of our friend Laura Ingraham. She's joining the lineup to host the Ingraham Angle starting next month, weeknights at 10. It's going to be a good show. Don't miss it.
There you go. Weeknights at 10 o'clock. So it's actually starting October 30th. That's next week. And you've got... Actually, no. Is that next week? That's like...
No, like, October 30th is like 6 weeks.
How does time work,
now?
Mary? Would you explain it to me?
Me? You're asking me?
It'll start on October 30th at 10 o'clock. Yeah, Laura Ingraham is going to host this new weeknight. When it was first announced yesterday, there were a lot of people, oh, it starts next week. So, October 30th.
Well, the primetime lineup changes. Hannity moves to 9, and the 5 moves to 5, next week.
I feel like...
And then Laura Ingraham doesn't start until October 30th. They're going to have a variety of rotating guest hosts until her show. Launches.
Clarity of facts. I love that. Thank you.
I try.
So I think this is a good move all around. I mean, the five belongs to five. An invention of Roger Ailes. I thought it was naturally well suited for the position it was in. Not just because of the numbers, 5 at 5, 5 o'clock, but also because it just feels right. It's like kind of an end of the day, like a palate cleanser on all this nonsense at work. And at 5 o'clock, you've got a roundtable of people who are just shooting the breeze about what happened. So, and that's a good fit. I imagine that their hosts are probably not super enthused to be moving out of primetime. You know, television is what it is. You kind of want a coveted primetime slot. But hey, look, they've got a pretty cool show, and it is well suited for that time slot. And I'll be eager to see it again.
Clearly, more people watched it at 5 o'clock than watched it at 9 o'clock. The 5. I know a lot of people who did not like the change at all, who were big 5 fans. And Mike McKay, one of them. And when they moved it to 9 o'clock, people didn't watch it.
Well,
I don't think as many people watched it.
Well, the upside for our show is, we is how early we get to bed. So it is nice to be able to actually see the 5 again for us for very selfish reasons. And
it is all about us.
Yeah, of course. And then what you've got actually is this interesting, I think now an opportunity for a real ratings climb between you have Tucker And then you've got Sean Hannity, and you're going to have people who are going to be very interested in staying on the programming for those two shows, and then going to Laura Ingraham, and we'll see what she does at 10 o'clock, and she'll be based here, like Tucker, based here in D.C. So it's interesting to see all these shows coming into place now.
She's got great lead-in. I mean, Tucker's a fantastic show. He's really, really done well. And then Hannity, and then her. So she's got a fabulous lead-in to her show. So even though it is at 10 o'clock, where people say not as many people are going to be watching at 10 o'clock, but if she can do well in that slot, I think it'll probably lead to bigger things for her. I think it's a great time.
Yeah, I mean, and she's been with Fox. She first joined Fox back in 2007. We've seen her take on the role a lot of times of guest hosting for Bill O'Reilly, for Tucker. So she's got plenty of this primetime experience of hosting, obviously years of radio experience. So she's, I think, well suited for the gig. So it'd be really neat to see her take on this new adventure.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, her radio experience, having done radio and television, as you do, Vince, it's easier to go from radio to TV than it is to go from TV to radio. Because, you know, television has shorter segments, so she's very well suited to making that transition. So it should be seamless for her as opposed to going the other way. I think she'll do very, very well. It'd be a very seamless transition for her.
So the idea being,
a lot of experience.
The idea being it's easier to edit down than it is to stretch?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that. You come at it with a lot more content that you can narrow down to the most interesting salient points?
Yeah. So and her show, her radio show, airs earlier, so she'll be all ready to go for her TV show. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be interesting, and it's another show out of DC. Have you noticed that you're starting to see more shows out of DC on the Fox News Channel?
Also,
they were all based in New York originally.
Yes.
Now you're seeing a lot more being based out of the DC bureau, which is great.
Well, it's like back and forth actually, because you got Brett Baer at 6 o'clock, who joins us, of course, every week here on Mornings on the Mall. Then you've got Martha McCallum back in New York. And then you've got Tucker, who's in D.C.,
yes.
And then back to Hannity in New York, and then back to Laura Ingraham in D.C. It's just back and back and back and back and back and forth,
but I think
it'll keep everybody nice and busy.
It's a different flair to the shows. It's a different angle of the shows from New York versus D.C., so I like it. 722 on WMAL.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Thompson Creek Windows, I've been telling you, they can help you lower your utility bills, and that improves your home's value because they look great, and now they can save you 50%. Thompson Creek is unique because they eliminate the middleman. They build their super energy efficient windows just for you and for our climate, and they do it in their own local factory. And they're totally accountable to you because they install them all as well. So you don't have to go out and find a contractor to do it. Thompson Creek does it from start to finish, and they make the process super, super easy. You can improve the beauty, the comfort, the energy efficiency of your home with Thompson Creek's knowledge and experience. At Thompson Creek, you have a dedicated team working on just your windows. And there is a no better time to replace your windows. You want to know why? Because fall is coming. It's here already. You've got winter coming, and you're going to notice when you're sitting in a room and it's cold, it's because of those windows. So now is the time to take advantage of this incredible offer. If you call now, you buy one window, you get another one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, but do it before this offer's gone.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
From getting well to living well, Innovation Health puts your health above all. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, we offer lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. Innovation Health is the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
725, no WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Bowie commuters, we are bunched up with this crash. Each direction affected right near Freeway Airport. It happened on the westbound side and just the center getting by. A lot of response there. Coming eastbound 50 near Freeway Airport, you can see the activity. Plus, we have police activity blocking the left lane on that side as well. So get ready, each direction of 50 for some unusual backups. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, not so bad. It's the southbound side, heaviest between 198, 197. 270, better get ready because I'm seeing very little break along the way out of Urbana. In fact, almost back near the Monocacy, right as you come out of the Frederick area, off and on down to the lane divide. Crash was reported at Shady Grove Road, but quickly reported as cleared, so that's some good news. Into Woodbridge, northbound 95, as you come up to Route 1, still have a lot of activity with the crash. Right side, so out of Dale City with delays. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
A dry forecast here through the middle and end of the week. Clouds this morning, sunshine mixing in through the afternoon. Breezy at times, 83. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 726 on WMAL. So Hillary Clinton gave an interview to NPR.
Did she?
Yes, to NPR, friendly territory for Ms. Clinton.
There's got to be people at this point like, will she shut up now, please?
Oh, God. Well,
I like it, though. I like her out there.
She thinks she may be coming back.
Wait, what?
She was asked if she would challenge the results if it was found out that there was meddling in the election from, like, if Russia had an effect in the election. If they could prove that, if that comes out, would you consider challenging the results is what she was asked. And she said, yeah, I would. I would think about doing that. I think that's something. And then a little bit later, you know, she was pressed on a little bit more and she goes, I don't know if there's any legal constitutional way to do that. I think you can raise I think you can raise questions about it. And here's, because she's gone on and on and on saying one of the reasons she's sure she lost was because absolute Russian meddling in the election. So she says, yeah, I would think about coming back. I would think about challenging the election results if it's shown that Russia was involved in this. But yesterday on Sunday, Dianne Feinstein said this could take a year to a year and a half to investigate. So I guess in 2019, we'll look for Hillary coming out and going, it's mine.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to cryogenically freeze her, and then we'll wake her up as soon as the presidency is available.
No, she's never going away. I have news. Never. 728 on WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, I had the same fears about having LASIK surgery as everyone else. I didn't want someone sticking anything in my eyes. What put me at ease was the fact that Dr. Mark Whitten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. I noticed new benefits every day. My distance vision is great and I no longer need reading glasses. It's amazing. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Dirk Hare. He is the chair of the Republican Party of Maryland, and he's going to run down the list of Democrats who are running for governor against Larry Hogan. Seems he's got some competition. We will get the information. We'll find out who it is. And also, The View, there are changes afoot at The View. Very, very abrupt changes.
Even The View is not safe.
With a cast member leaving very, very abruptly. 7:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. President Trump tweeting just moments ago, big day at the United Nations, many good things and some tricky ones. We will have the president's speech live at 10 a.m. right here at WMAL.com. Prince William County, your supervisors vote tonight on a $14 million plan for a new animal shelter. Gainesville Supervisor Pete Candlin.
I concur that of the four options that we're seeing, it looks like option C is the best option. But I do want to just underscore again how outrageous I think this process is.
The vote is at 7:30 this evening. Hurricane Maria back at Category 5 and gunning for the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
Wind gusts, I don't care if it's Palmas del Mar, El Junge, or up to Conquistador, will do tremendous damage to places around Puerto Rico. Also, the devastating rainfall could be 15 inches with heavy rain, mudslides, and certainly torrential flooding across that island.
Meteorologist Chad Myers. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 22,331, NASDAQ at 64,54. In sports, sponsored by Experian, Caps lose their first preseason game, Nats on the road in Atlanta tonight, and the O's lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We're PenFed Credit Union, a community of 1.6 million Americans who love their cars. That's why we put our earnings back into low auto loan rates, like rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles and as low as 2.49% APR on used vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and check this out. It looks like the good people over at EMP 180 Weight Loss have heard your pleas. Now, based on the huge demand from our listeners in Maryland, EMP 180 Weight Loss is opening a new location in Rockville. You heard me right. The weight loss company that has made it so much easier to lose weight is now going to be even easier to get to. In just 9 months, EMP 180 has become the standard for nutritional-based weight loss in the D.C. area. And with so many of you ready to commit to healthy living, this new location in Rockville, well, it was the logical next step. So don't wait. EMP 180 Rockville is open now and taking appointments. With the convenience of two locations now in Rockville and, of course, still in Tyson's Corner, you officially have no more excuses. Join me and the more than 1,000 clients and counting who have already reached our empowered weight and are living a healthier life. EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. That's right, EMP180weightloss.com. One more time, EMP180weightloss.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Think data breaches only affect companies? Think again. It could be your data being sold on the dark web. See if you're at risk with a free dark web email scan only from Experian. It costs nothing and it could help you keep your identity yours. Start now for free at Experian.com/scan.
It's 735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia on 66 lined up almost back out of Gainesville to try to get through our Manassas interchanges. After Business 234, I've been talking about the crash on the left shoulder. Now it looks like response coning off that left lane. So do watch. Be very careful of a number of vehicles that were involved in this crash. Yeah, there's a fire truck there too. So as you come past 234, it's going to be the right side that you want to stick with to get by this crash. All right, now beyond through Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and Nutley Street. We have the morning rush hour in full force, full effect on 95 as well as you come through Stafford. And then a crash as you pass 123 in Woodbridge up toward Route 1. That's still along the right side. Maryland Beltway, I have an update for you and an update for the better. Finally, after a long-standing multi-car crash, Outer Loop near Allentown Road, it's been cleared to the shoulder. So traffic's just been released there with all lanes open. It'll take a while, though, to clear out those delays before you get to Route 5 around past Joint Base, Andrews, northbound 5, and Allentown Road got hit hard with those delays as a result. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start here to our Tuesday. Sunshine mixing in at times here this afternoon. Breezy with a high and a low 80, 67 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 68 in Burke, 66 in Bethesda, 69 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. All right, we've still got a lot of show coming up for you. At 8:15, Jim Garrity from the National Review will be with us. There's a Virginia gubernatorial debate tonight, and he'll tell us what to expect. And at 8:35, economist with CNBC, Larry Kudlow is with us. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnaise.
I am the best Democrat in this race to take on Larry Hogan and take back our state from the likes of Donald Trump.
There you go. That's Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz announcing yesterday that he would like to run as a Democrat, of course, against Larry Hogan for the office of governor. So it's now become a crowded field. A bunch of Democrats are running in this race. So I want to get an update here from Dirk Hare. He's the chairman of the Maryland Republican Party. And Dirk, this is a very crowded field of people who would really like to unseat Larry Hogan now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Yes, it is a very crowded field, and I thought it was interesting just in the clip you played that Kevin Kamenetz and, of course, all the Democrats who have done their announcement seem to be complaining about what is or is not happening in Washington, which makes me wonder why they're not running for Congress or the U.S. Senate instead of governor of Maryland.
Yeah, so and Larry, I mean, to Governor Hogan's credit, he's succeeded as a popular. I mean, look back to when he won. Just the fact that a Republican governor could win Maryland when he took office was seen as a shock, and it was like, whoa, Larry Hogan wins the governor's race, and now he's been popular in the state of Maryland this year. I mean, the Baltimore Sun saying, "You look, it's Hogan's race to lose." They've said, any chance he does?
Well, I don't think so, but certainly we're not thinking anything like that. We're taking very, very seriously Maryland. It is historically a race that has been a little more
Dirk, we're kind of losing you with your cell phone. You must have moved into a bad cell.
Let's see.
Bad spot. That's better. Yeah,
look
much better. So go ahead. We kind of lost what you said there.
I said Maryland has been a bit of an uphill battle over the years for Republicans, but we are slowly changing that cycle by cycle, and
yes.
Governor Hogan certainly made a great change for us in 2014.
Now, I would assume, obviously, a Democrat is going to win in Maryland. I just want to get that out of the way first. That's the first thing. How many people have declared that they are running against Larry Hogan?
I believe we're up to 7 at the moment.
Okay. Which one of out of the 7 so far do you think has the best shot as making the best stand so far?
Yeah, who's the Republican Party prepping for here?
We're just staying focused on what Governor Hogan needs to do in terms of getting out his message and turnout. I'm not a Democrat, so I can't speak to which one of the 7 Democrats will be appealing to the left-wing party, but it seems like they're all headed in that direction.
Okay, so you pretty much seem to think that Governor Hogan will be the one that you will be battling for the governorship. What can Republicans do to maybe turn it around and take the governorship from the Democrats?
Well, we have the governorship right now.
I'm so sorry.
What we're trying to
that, yeah, do no, is, I knew that. I'm so sorry. but what I wanted to ask you is, why did the Democrats think that now is their time to take the governorship from Larry Hogan?
I mean, I think the Democratic Party over the years has exhibited a culture of arrogance in Maryland. They take elections for granted. They have gerrymandered the state so thoroughly that I think they find it shocking when they lose. And by the way, 2 of the last 3 governors in Maryland have been Republican, so this is not an accident.
It's interesting, though, for such a liberal state that that you would see the Democrats have a hard time. That's what I find interesting.
Oh, it's definitely. It's a credit to Larry Hogan that he's been able to get it there, Dirk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think Governor Hogan has appeals to more than 70% of Marylanders who support him because he focuses on common sense priorities, jobs. The initiative to start school after Labor Day was wildly wildly popular with everyone but the teachers union. So, he's focused on making life a little bit better for everyday Marylanders, and that's why he's so popular.
I should point out, here's a quick list of people who've considered: Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker, former NAACP leader Ben Jealous, State Senator Richard Madaleno, technology entrepreneur and author Alec Ross, you have a lawyer Jim Shea, and you've got Krish Vignaraja, former policy director for former First Lady Michelle Obama, as well as one person considering, Maya Rocky Moore Cummings, who is the wife of Representative Elijah Cummings, is also considering a run. So no shortage of people hoping to unseat Larry Hogan here. I have a sort of a related question. I haven't been able to find, Dirk, and maybe I've completely missed it, but we had this College Park thing happen last week where they moved to try and have non-citizens vote in their elections, their municipal elections. They come to find out by the weekend that they're not actually allowed to do that because their charter doesn't let them do it unless they've got 6 votes, which they didn't have, so that went poorly. But I haven't seen the governor speak out. Does the party have a position on this in the state of Maryland, and does Governor Larry Hogan have a position on it?
I haven't talked to the governor about it, and the state party, we this does not come up in state party deliberations. I would say it seems so far-fetched that you would have non-citizens voting in U.S. elections. I mean, say what you will about what's going on nationally right now. One of the main complaints you hear from the Democrats is about Russia. And so I don't know if they're that concerned about Russia in the federal sense. Why would they want Russian citizens to be able to vote
This is a hilarious way to turn it on its head. Thank you, Dirk, for doing that for us. So at this point, with Democrats sorting things out, my sense is, what are you doing as you prepare for the governor's race?
We are doing the things that political parties do. We're working with the governor's campaign team to make sure that we are identifying voters for Governor Hogan and down the ticket for our general assembly races, our county council races, county commission races, county exec races. Doing the hard, boring, behind the scenes work of identifying every voter that we believe will vote Republican, and then preparing to turn them out to vote for Governor Hogan and other candidates.
Maryland does come across as a bellwether state because you're seeing this battle going on where states are starting to turn more Democrat. And so I think the governor has his work cut out for him. But as you said, he's hitting a lot of the right notes. So focusing on some of the other races in the state to kind of bolster that, I think, is a really, really smart way to go to try to bolster that support and give that to the governor. So I think that's a great way to
go. Hey, Dirk, thank you very much. We just spoke with Dirk Hare, Chairman of the Maryland Republican Party. Thanks, Dirk.
All right, thanks so much.
Nice to have you. We'll have you back soon. 744 now on WMAL.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard gutter system. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system, perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
7:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hi, Jamie. Hey,
good morning. We had some problems with the signal lights on New York Avenue at Bladensburg Road earlier this morning. Crews there tell me they have fixed the problem. Signal lights are working properly now, so that's always good. We have normal delays out of Riverdale and Chevrolet, and then we work up toward Bladensburg Road. A bit of volume and then just some stop and go to the 3rd Street Tunnel. So we'll take it. We'll take it with the repairs. Also, some progress being made in Bowie for sure. On 50, all lanes reopen near Church Road, near Freeway Airport. The crash happened eastbound 50. See a lot of that activity on the shoulder and the median, and that really slows us coming inbound as well from back near 3301. So get ready for this unusual hang up there. But again, everything's been cleared, so less to check out. We're still checking you out Maryland Beltway outer loop as you head between Route 5 and Route 4. Seeing the earlier crash cleared. It's been a tough go coming out of Clinton, though, on 5 and Allentown Road. Both took a lot of volume there. 66, number cars still on the shoulder here with this multi-car crash in Manassas. Eastbound 66 as you pass 234 Business. Left lane now coned off. Fire trucks there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hurricane Jose staying well off the mid-Atlantic coast, moving northward today. Clouds this morning. They'll break up and give way to sunshine this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer, low 80s. 67 tonight, sunny in upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 747 on WMAL. So we were talking about changes at Fox. Well, there's changes on another show as well. People were shocked yesterday when Jedediah Bila, who is considered, it's funny because she's considered the conservative on the show, which she kind of is, but she kind of isn't. She's let's say she's more central than she is really conservative. And here's Jedediah yesterday shocking people.
So this is my last day at The View. Yeah, and I want to thank these ladies. What you don't know about us is that these ladies, we're really friends. Sonny's texts, I mean, Sarah, Whoopi, you're my inspiration. Joy, you when I need comedic relief, this is where I go. So we're going to be friends no matter what. But I want to thank you because I'm a little eccentric, and you put up with me, and this has been just an amazing journey, and I appreciate all of you. I want to thank the viewers, even the ones that write me the hate tweets.
So people were shocked to find out that Jedediah was leaving. Now, the rumor behind the scenes is that she is leaving because of an exchange that she had with Hillary Clinton on the show.
Get out.
Last week. Yes, here it is.
To be fair, it hasn't just been Republicans that have taken issue with the writing of this book. Some Democrats have come out as well, former campaign surrogates of yours, former fundraisers, and said, this book puts us in the past, and we want to move forward. We want to figure out where to take this party, how to succeed in the future, and this places us in the past. How do you respond to Democrats also coming out in criticism of your writing this?
Well, I think they first should read the book.
Yes.
And they should read the book.
All right, so apparently there was a lot of staff who were upset with how the interview was handled, according to an anonymous source that is on the show. They had a lot to say to Jedediah about calming things down. Now, she was signed on for a full show, but they claimed that she left of her own accord. There were some things that were making her uncomfortable behind the scenes, they say.
Yeah, it is kind of a bizarre mid-season departure, all just suddenly gone. Boom.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is Page Six that's reporting all this, the idea that Jedediah had a relationship, had an issue just because she asked Hillary a couple naughty questions. Nothing about those questions seemed naughty to me. They seemed fine. I mean, she asked some gentle pushbacks like, hey, Democrats don't like your book. What about that? Okay. Why is that offensive? Why is that totally out of bounds for you to ask? That seems reasonable.
If you've ever seen The View, you'll understand why they had a problem with it. But Meghan McCain is, according to sources, in talks to join The View. Now,
I believe this.
Moving over, if Meghan McCain, she's a columnist and author, a blogger. She knows she's on Outnumbered a lot of times, the show that's on Fox at noon.
Well, she has.
She's
been
also a Fox News contributor as well.
No longer. She just left her Fox News contributorship.
Oh, okay.
Which is adding to the intrigue and all this, that she may very well be joining The View.
So she may. I have to tell you, I can't understand why anyone who is conservative or right leaning would want to join The View. Just why? You are as a punching bag. And they all wind up leaving abruptly anyway. So I don't know why you would want to do that. So it'll be interesting to see if Meghan McCain sits in the seat.
It will. We'll keep watching for that as well.
7:50.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
It defined who I was for so long.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life.
I have hope. It's been life-changing. Now I can look forward to my future.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellentonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
That sound means it is 7:53, so it's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk, and good morning, Landon.
Hi there, Mary. Good Tuesday to you. Well, Wall Street looks sad to yesterday's gains after the Dow closed at a record high for the 40th time this year. Futures are higher this morning. Investors are waiting for President Trump's United Nations address this morning. He's expected to issue harsh warnings to North Korea. Hurricane Maria is heading for the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. It's a Category 5 storm. It is too early to tell if it will strike the U.S. Cereal maker Post Holdings is buying Bob Evans Farms packaged goods business for $77 a share. Both boards have approved. Turns out Equifax had a security issue way earlier than first revealed back in March, not just the breach in July. The credit reporting agency faces investigations and lawsuits for exposing the personal information of almost half of all American adults to hackers. Walmart says it'll allow some food stamp recipients to order groceries online, and when customers come to pick them them up. Benefits will be verified. This starts with 5 test locations, and this is a big business. 44 million people benefit from food stamps. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in a master's degree program at UMUC. Choose from the award-winning MBA, new cloud computing architecture, or one of our graduate cybersecurity programs. No GRE or GMAT required. Classes start October 4th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy in some areas. These accidents not helping for sure. On the toll road, latest problems going to be crash eastbound Dulles Toll Road after you pass 657 Centerville Road. So keep alert through there. I'm looking at delays off of each direction of 28 just to merge onto the toll road and also coming off of the Greenway. So that's the culprit for your delays through that stretch. Now 66, this accident's longstanding. Had several cars involved. I'm just seeing one of the first flatbed tow trucks arrive to the scene. Still have the left lane blocked. Fire truck and ambulance still there as well as you pass Business 234. So out of Gainesville, expect these delays quite slow. Also 28, if you're wondering why it seems heavier than normal, crash reported northbound 28 before Compton Road. Woodbridge, the crash 95 north near Route 1 is still blocking the right lane. And in Bowie, the crash on 50 at Freeway Airport cleared to both the shoulder and the median. Slows each way. Update brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve the leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorks.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy start to our Tuesday, but clouds will break up and give way to sunshine here this afternoon. Breezy at times and warmer. We're into the low 80s. Clear overnight 67. Sunny in upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our half-year patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
So here's what's coming up. We've got, Nancy Pelosi taking on illegal immigrants. That's nice of her. Oh, wait. They want to eat her alive. You've got to hear this audio. They are going crazy on that woman.
It's delicious. And Jim Garrity from National Review will join us. There is a Virginia gubernatorial debate tonight, and he's going to tell us what to